Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello. How are you? How's your last week been? Mine's just been a bit hectic. So some of you might know, some of you won't. My mum's been unwell for quite a while. Since about April, I think. She had a few strokes. I think she's been dramatic slightly, but anyway, that's the running joke in our house. We've had to take her back to the doctors in the last week because she's been choking and things in the middle of the night. Turns out she's got whooping cough, I think everybody says it different. But please tell me how anyone gets whooping cough when they don't even leave the house. Like, it's virtually impossible, but of course it happens in my family because we get everything going. Aside from that, nothing much has changed. I've decided not to take any of the two offices I looked at the other week. One's just not suitable, realistically. The other one, it would be absolutely perfect, but it's just slightly out of my price range just now, so it's back to the drawing board again. See what we can come up with, see what else we can find. It wasn't meant to be, obviously, not at this minute anyway. Maybe in the future I'll find something that's perfect, and I'll know when it's perfect as soon as I see it. School holidays, kids are all starting to, in Scotland anyway, kids will all be starting to finish up this week. It is the 26th of June today, which means it's been a month since I recorded the very first podcast. I can't believe it's been a month. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like literally a week or two. But yeah, time flies when you're having fun. What have you all got planned? Anything exciting over the holidays? Are you being put off by anything? Like, there's a lot of people struggle with anxiety, especially if they're going to places they don't know or in larger crowds, etc. But there is lots of remedies, lots of natural things. You don't even need to take anything to help with anxiety. A couple of things that I tell some of my clients to do anyway is you can have like an elastic band or a bauble, something like that, around your wrist, and you can be pinging it, just twisting it, playing with it. It means that the head, your mind, which instead of focusing on the anxiety, it's then focusing on something else, because you're having to use your head, your brain, to ping, to remember, to fidget, if you want to put it like that. You can get rings that are especially made for people with anxiety. I think they're called fidget rings. And that's exactly what they are. They are what they say in the tin. They're for fidgeting, so you can spin them. There's a bit in the middle of them normally, and it just spins round and round and round. You could be playing with a pen. You could have one of the kids' fidget toys. You could be listening to a podcast. You could be listening to a book, on an audiobook, or music. If that's not your thing, if you don't want to be concentrating on something else, there's many herbal remedies, if you want to put it like that, things that don't have any actual chemicals in them, which you can buy normally from your supermarket or your local health food store. Don't want to promote anywhere, but yeah, if you're not sure about these things, again, we'll not mention any actual companies on the podcast, but if you do want any information on it, my messages are always open, emails are open, you can get in touch. I can point you in the direction of a few different things that I know I've suggested to other clients of mine. I've also suggested to family members, friends who struggle with anxiety, and they do work. But again, what works for one person won't work for another. So what works for you might not work for your neighbour. What works for them might not work for you. It's trial and error sometimes. Some people would prefer to go to their GP and speak to them, which is fair enough. Everybody's entitled to do whatever they want. Like, I've been to the GP about anxiety and about other people's anxiety as well. So it's not anything that I would ever rule out. If you need to go to your doctor, you go to your doctor. If you need to speak to somebody, you speak to somebody. One of the things that your doctor will say, and that I would say as well as a professional, is you need to get to the root of the cause of the anxiety, because if you want it to eventually go away, then you really need to get to the root of the cause. What's causing the anxiety? Is it something that's happened in your past that's brought you to this point? Is it something that you've built up in your head that you think might happen? What is it that you think might happen? What is it that scares you? What is it that gets you to that point where you can't breathe, you're all sweaty, clammy, that you can't talk, that you literally, you're frozen still sometimes. Some people are frozen still in that moment. What is it that got you to that point? How long has it been going on? Obviously, the longer anxiety goes on, the harder it may be to deal with it. Like anything else, when we build it up and we keep it to ourselves, it's harder to ask for help. It's harder to go and say to somebody, I am struggling, I need help, can I get advice? But never be scared, there's always somebody out there that is willing to help. And if one person is unsure how to help you, or they can't, or they don't know where to start, etc., or maybe don't have time, if it's a friend or a family member, don't let that put you off. Go and ask somebody else, whether it be a professional, whether it be your boss at work, a friend, a neighbour, a family member, somebody that works in the chemist, anything at all. Just the right person will be there at the right time. Sleep is another thing as well. Anxiety can affect your sleep, but also if you get a good night's sleep, it may help with anxiety. So it's that swings and roundabouts. So what do you do at that point? If you're struggling to sleep, have a look at your sleep pattern. Have a look at what you're doing leading up to going to bed. Are you sitting on your phone in bed? Is there something that you're watching? For example, true crime. Maybe that's not the best thing for you to watch before you go to bed. Maybe that's something you want to watch earlier in the night. Do you sleep with your light on? Maybe you need to turn your light off. Maybe you need a dimmer light. Are you drinking caffeine before bed? Again, we all know caffeine can keep you awake. So it's all these different things. What's in your diet can help everything else in life. And I'm not saying you have to have a fully healthy diet, because none of us do. Well, most of us don't. I certainly don't. But yeah, there's different things that you can do to help yourself, along with asking for professional help. Relationships can be affected by your mood. So if you're anxious, if you're a bit snappy because you're scared to ask for help, maybe your mental health isn't at its best, which coincides with anxiety, then it can affect relationships round about you, which is a shame, but doesn't mean that relationships can't be rectified, they can't be fixed, they can't be mended. Everything can be fixed, I suppose, in a sense. Most things can be fixed. If you are openly honest with the person that you are maybe not having the best relationship with at the minute, explain to them you're just going through something. They maybe also help you find the right support system. They will be a bit more understanding. Not to say it makes it okay, because it really doesn't, but it gives you that extra support system, that extra person, that extra voice. Because if you're too scared to speak to somebody and ask for help, maybe that person will ask for it for you. They would need your permission, obviously. They could go with you. Maybe it's something within your relationship that's making you anxious. One good thing that I advise most, not all, because it doesn't work for everybody, and, but for most people, one of the things that I say to my clients is, write down how you're feeling. Keep a diary. See if there's anything that shows up every time you're feeling a certain way. If there is, what is that thing? How can you change it? How can you take it out of your life? Is it a person? Is it a job? Is it the way you're travelling? Look at different scenarios. Look outside the box. Not everything's right in front of your face. Not every solution is easy to find. Sometimes we need to go round the corner and up a hill and back down the hill again before we find our perfect solution. But there will be a solution. And if you want to keep certain people in your life, and if you want to keep relationships that you already have or make new relationships, then you have to be happy with yourself, and you have to be happy with the person that you are. And what you give out is what you're going to get back. So if you're going to be negative towards somebody, you're potentially going to get negativity straight back. Whereas if you are in a happier space, a happier head, happier with yourself, that's going to show, and that's what you're hopefully going to get back. And if you're not getting it back, then you need to ask the person if they're okay, why you're not getting it back, why they're behaving the way they are. Let's flip it. Maybe it's not you that is struggling with anxiety. Maybe it's somebody you know. Maybe it's somebody at work who's not behaving the way they normally do. Maybe it's your partner, a family member, a friend, a neighbour, a child even. If somebody's behaving out of character, there tends to be a reason for it. So trying to talk to them, trying to get them to open up in a safe space and let them know that anything that they tell you is fully confidential unless they want you to speak on their behalf. If you're going to speak to a GP, etc., then you need that person's permission. That person would need to give the GP their permission for you to speak on their behalf. So it would be best if you both went together. If you're just phoning up for general advice, then yes, you can, whether it be a charity or a therapist, etc., they can give you, again, general advice, but they can't give you exact advice until they've spoke to the person that needs the extra support, the person that needs help. But the most important thing is talking, getting it out there, getting it off your chest, getting it off their chest, getting it out of their head. The more you talk, the easier it becomes to continue that therapy, that relationship. The easier it becomes to open up about anything that is going on that you're struggling with. Once you learn how to talk to people about any situation that you find difficult, every time you find yourself in a situation, you'll know that you can talk to people and nobody's going to judge you. That's not what we're here for. We're here to help. We're here, especially if there's friendship, relationships, love. And love can come in all different forms. It comes from friendships, it comes from family, it comes from partners. And every love is different. It feels different. So as long as there's that love there, then, and to care for somebody, then you're going to be okay. Part of not talking can sometimes mean that you're trying to protect yourself. And that makes complete sense, because we all want to protect ourselves. None of us want to be hurt. None of us want to be abandoned or let down. But in the process of thinking that you're protecting yourself by not opening up, you're doing the complete opposite. You're building a wall up. You're shutting people out. And the people that you're shutting out are potentially the people that are going to help you. I completely understand if you're protecting yourself from a certain type of situation, a certain type of relationship. If you're in, it could be physical violence, emotional, mental. If that's why you're protecting yourself, think of it from the flip side. The more you don't talk about it, the more you keep it to yourself, the more you allow that person to do that to you without you sharing your experience, without you asking for help, you're not actually protecting yourself, you're protecting them. You are allowing them in their eyes, not in any of the rest of our eyes, in their eyes, you're allowing them to treat you like that. And it is very hard to walk away from it. I've been in that situation myself. And it's that you still love that person. They still tell you they love you. And there is still times where they are so kind to you and they're the person that you fell in love with. But that doesn't give them a green card to be abusive towards you, whether it is mental or physical, emotional, whatever it may be. That doesn't give them the right to treat you any way that they feel they want to on that day. They could wake up and if the kettle's not on, you've not made them their first cup of tea, first cup of coffee, are you going to be terrified that they're going to fly off the handle because you've not woke up?
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
First, is it the dinner's not on the table when they come in from work? Or maybe they want a certain pair of socks and they're not washed. Maybe you've been out for 10 minutes too long that day. Or maybe you went out and you were told not to go out. If any of this resonates with you at all, please seek help. Do not allow that person to keep treating you like that. Do not allow that person to use you as their physical or verbal punch bag. That's not on. Nobody deserves that. No matter how much they tell you it's your fault, it is not your fault. And you deserve so much better. But yeah, we were talking about protecting yourself. So that's a scenario where you think you're protecting yourself, but you're actually, in essence, protecting someone else. But when you are trying to protect yourself, it's when you're not being, again, honest with how you're feeling inside. So maybe you dislike the way you look, maybe you dislike the way you feel or the way that you are treating other people. And there can be many reasons for that. Many reasons that you're starting to feel that way or that you do feel that way. You could have some kind of depression. I'm not here to diagnose anybody, so please don't ask me for a diagnosis. I counsel, I do not diagnose. But you could have something, you could have, and sometimes it's like a chemical imbalance, which then affects all your thoughts, all your everything, affects the way you see yourself. Depression can lead to other things, which we obviously know the main ones. It can be suicide and things like that, but it can also lead to self-harm. It can also lead to eating disorders. It can make the person very lonely. They can pull themselves away from situations, from friendships. They can isolate themselves completely. Maybe you've got someone in work who is maybe just not behaving quite themselves, and suddenly they've not been coming into work. Has anybody checked in on them to make sure they're okay, regardless of whether you're close to them or not? Has your manager, any kind of management, HR, checked in on them? We all need a shoulder. We all need to know that people care. Maybe that person doesn't have family or friends. Maybe they've just lost a family member or a friend. There's lots of different things. Maybe they've broken up from their relationship. Maybe your neighbour. Have you seen all your neighbours recently? Is there one in particular that maybe you would normally see every day, but now you don't really see them very often? Has anybody checked in to make sure they're okay? Your children as well, if they're behaving slightly different. For example, if they're very outgoing and all of a sudden they don't leave the house, are they normally on their computers screaming and shouting at their friends down the phone as they normally do? They all do it. But now they're staying away and avoiding being online with their friends. Have a chat. Just make sure there's nothing going on. Again, because it is very, very lonely. Protecting yourself, as we've pointed out, can mean isolation. Protecting yourself isn't always protecting yourself. Sometimes you're doing yourself more harm than good. If you really want to protect yourself and have a happier future, enjoy your future, which maybe you're not enjoying the current moment, that doesn't mean that you won't have a happy future. Ask for help. Maybe you just feel a bit lonely. Maybe you don't even need help. Maybe you just feel a bit lonely because you don't have a large friendship group. Or maybe you do have a large friendship group, but they don't socialise as much because maybe your friends have started having children. That's okay. You can go out on your own. You can go to the cinema. You can go make new friends. You can have two friendship groups. And that doesn't mean that you're abandoning your original friends. It just means that you still have... That's a party lifestyle in you. You still want to enjoy going out. You don't want to be sitting in the house alone every night. Go do it. Don't let it hold you back. If you want to go travelling on your own, you go travelling on your own. Just be very careful. In any situation, be very careful. Always be mindful of what's round about. Make sure you're protected. Make sure you've got your wits about you. And enjoy life. Love it. Keep going. We spoke earlier on about anxiety and about the different remedies. There's different ways of treating anxiety. There's different ways to help you in the moment. Have you thought about alternate remedies? There's many out there. Alternate remedies and alternate therapies are becoming very, very popular. They have been very popular for quite a while. But some people don't realise that something as simple as a massage can do so much for you and how you're feeling. Go get your hair done. All these things help, especially if you're getting pampered, in inverted commas. We all love a wee pamper session. You could be doing it in the house. You don't even have to go out and pay lots of money. Make a wee spa night in the house. You could have your candles burning. You can go to the... There's shops where you can literally get a packet of face masks or some face masks, some cream, etc. for next to nothing, maybe a pound, maybe 50 pence, whatever. If you don't have the money to spend on the expensive, you've got the lower end of the range and then you've got the high end, and there's so many price ranges in between. Do what suits your budget. You could be doing it with your friends, you could be doing it on your own. Maybe you've got a son, a daughter, or whatever, who would love being pampered. Do that. But yeah, back to the therapies, etc. So you've got different ones, you've got different styles of massage, which can all help in different ways. They obviously help different parts of your body, but they're also good for the mind and good for the soul. I have a few different therapies that I offer, so I won't really go too far into all therapies, especially not ones that I have not trained up on, so I don't know as much about. But things like hot stone massage, cupping therapy, they're very good for anxiety. They're very good. They do help in many ailments as well, but they are very good for anxiety. They also help if you've got sore muscles, sore bones, sore whatever. But you do have people that will come for different styles of massage. I also offer Indian head massage, along with my counselling and life coaching. So counselling and life coaching, they both help in different ways, obviously. Counselling, I would say, is more about if you are struggling with something that you've gone through, a situation that you've gone through, and it's, if you want to say it in layman's terms, almost like scars in your head. It's left that emotional trauma. It's left you feel in some sort of way. And that doesn't have to be that you've had any kind of physical trauma. It can be anything. It can just be a situation. Maybe you've witnessed something. Maybe you have... something's happened within your work. Obviously, when we talk about things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, the first thing you're going to think of is somebody who's been in the services, a soldier, RAF, things like that. But they're not the only bracket, the only group of people who do struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder is about anybody that is feeling stressed from trauma that they have endured. Again, I'm not here to diagnose anyone, but PTSD isn't the only thing where you would, the only sort of mental health situation where you would encounter anxiety. Anything. You can have anxiety but not have any kind of depression, any kind of stress, etc. You could just have built something up in your head where you are now at the point where you're just panicking constant. That's okay. That can still be spoken about. That can still be fixed. Most situations, if not all, can be fixed. Life coaching basically, again, says what it does, what it says in the tin. It's about your life and coaching you to get the life that you want, the happy life that you want. What is stopping you? Where are your barriers? What are you fearful from? You work through all these things. The same as when you are going through any kind of mental health issue within your counselling, we would work through that together. We do the exact same within life coaching, within any kind of coaching, business coaching, etc. We work through your barriers and we get you to the point where you need and want to be. We want you to have a happy life. We want you to live a free life. Enjoy it, see your worth, know your worth, be able to look at yourself in the mirror every morning and say, I'm proud of where I am now, I'm proud that I've worked through all my struggles, I'm so glad I done blah 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 to get to where I am now, I can see a happy future, I know the journey I need to be on. And everything in life is a journey, regardless of what it is, whether it be you starting a new relationship and seeing where that takes you to. That may be a short relationship, it may be a long-term relationship, it may be a lifetime relationship. Same as having children, it's a journey. You start from conception to baby being born, bringing up your children. New jobs, you start in a new job and you maybe want to work your way up the ladder. Everything in life is a journey and we want you to enjoy every part of that journey as much as possible. I absolutely love all the therapies that I offer. I especially love being able to see where people go after. So they obviously come to me with a certain situation and I enjoy watching the journey because I can physically see that person progressing. You can see their body, their demeanour changes, they smile a bit more, they're a bit happier, they're glowing, they start to open up a bit more, the conversations become more positive. Yeah, there will still be some issues that we'll go through that might be different from when we started. That's part of the journey. And I absolutely thrive from getting my clients from A to B. And yeah, there might be a few dips and a few corners and a few roundabouts and whatever in between before we find our way to B. That's absolutely fine. We all get to know each other. You may meet new people along the way as well. If it's, say, for example, a group session you go to, you might end up with a new friendship. You may find somebody that once you start talking to them, you learn some new tips from them. Yous could be buddies that travel together. There's lots of different situations that can come from counselling and coaching, whether it be one-to-one or whether it be group. I offer both, and they can be done face-to-face. They can be via video call or phone call, because not everybody is at a point when they decide to ask for help, to sit face to face with someone or multiple people, it can be very daunting. And especially if you're feeling a certain way where you don't like leaving the house, then I get it, I've been there myself. It's a scary world. Especially when you don't know somebody and you're having to open up to this person. And one thing I will say is, it's not so easy when you're going to counselling via your GP. But if you're going to counselling through private sector, a private counsellor like myself, ensure that you're choosing a counsellor that you feel you can open up to. So one of the things that I offer, and I think most of us do, is a free initial phone consultation. That means that when I phone you for the first time, book you in for an appointment, which normally takes about 20 to 30 minutes, then we can talk through where you feel you're at, where you feel you want to be, what you're looking to get out of the sessions. But you also get to get a feel of whether you feel that you can open up to me, whether you feel comfortable talking to me. If you don't, I'm not the right counsellor for you. If I am, that's absolutely amazing. And I would never take offence if you thought I wasn't the right person. And I don't think any counsellor would, because if they're doing it for the right reasons, they want you to get the right counsellor as well. We both get to ask each other questions, etc. And then you can either decide on the call if you want to book a full appointment, or whether you want to take a couple of days. And again, don't ever be afraid to say, I want to take a couple of days to have a think about it, or I don't want to book an appointment at the minute. If you don't feel comfortable to say, I really don't want to book in with yourself, that's fine. Protect yourself. Let's go back to the protecting yourself. Protect yourself. Say what you have to say. If you have to say, can I have a couple of days, or I will get back to you, leave it at that. And then you make a decision. You could even phone around a couple of counsellors, get a feel for them and see what one feels best. Now that we've spoken about all this mental health side of it, let's go to our true stories. Again, I think you're going to get some of mine, because I don't think I've got any in this week. I've not seen any come into my inbox anyway. Seeing as it's the summer holidays, we will talk about more of my summer holiday experiences, shall we say. We'll talk about one as a mum, a single mum. So I am a single mum of two boys. And we don't always go on holiday every year, but when we do go on holiday, we try and enjoy it. We do enjoy it. This one holiday, we hadn't been away for a couple of years, I think about 2 or 3 years we hadn't been away for. Well, abroad. We had been away, we just hadn't been away abroad. So the previous holiday was in Greece, and we loved it. I don't think anything can top that holiday. This time we went to Spain, and if you're in the UK, you maybe remember, depending on your age, there used to be a programme on the TV called Holidays from Hell. If you live outside the UK, I'm sure you can guess what kind of programme that was, and there's probably a similar version in your country. I do know there's people in America and different Brussels and Norway and wherever that are listening to this, so I thank you all. But yeah, so this was, from the minute the plane landed, I just didn't get a vibe. It just, do you know that way when you go on holiday, you're so excited, you can't wait, you get to the airport, and we had drove down to England to fly. So we made a big thing of it. We went down the day before, went out for a lovely meal the night before, stayed in a hotel, etc, etc. All the things that you do leading up to your holiday. Goes to the airport, everything's absolutely fine. Get there, and like I say, the minute the plane landed, I just didn't feel it. There was just something not right. Something was off. Do you know you get a gut feeling about things? This was my gut feeling. So we done the usual. We go through, we get our luggage, we go and speak to the rep, we get on our coach. We're going out, driving out in the coach to, obviously they drop off everybody at their different apartments. We were probably nearer the end of the drop-offs. We definitely weren't any of the first ones. And as you're driving on the coach and you're looking about and you're just thinking, I don't see anything exciting. Don't see anything that makes this look like a holiday destination. I'm sure you'll build up a mental image, and the mental image you've got is probably about right. There was literally nothing about. So we finally get to our apartments, I think about 11:30 at night, midnight almost, just before midnight I think it was about 11:30. So that was fine. And we goes in, checks in, everything went smoothly. Then you had to go and find your apartment. Now, this complex, it was nice during the day, and when you did actually see it, at 11:30, 11:45 at night, it was pitch black. There wasn't many lights on the outside. There was lots of trees and lovely plants and things like that, flowers. Weren't many lights. And it was almost like blocks of maybe 4 apartments in each block. And there was a good maybe 20, 30-ish, maybe more blocks all round about. And then you had a couple of bars as well. But they weren't numbered. There was no signage to tell you where you were going. The numbers weren't even in order. So everybody that got off our coach and any coaches that stopped at the same time as us, we were all saying, oh, have you seen this number? Have you? And some of us would say, oh, I've seen that number. It's down there, or blah, blah, blah. Pointing each other in the right direction. That was fine. I think after about 1/2 hour, 45 minutes, we finally found our apartment. Goes in. The door wasn't the easiest to open. That's fine. Gets in. A few things were maybe broke, but we didn't really bother because it wasn't really anything that we were going to be using. So that's fine. Goes out to get the kids a drink because obviously we've been travelling all that time. When I tell you that we went into the bar, and it's one of the bars where you walked in, and it was a bar in a complex. This isn't even a bar out in the street. Bar in a complex. And literally you walk in and everybody turned round and stared. It was almost as if I'd walked into somewhere I shouldn't have been. That was fine. Sat down. But we felt so uncomfortable. And there was quite a few men. I don't know if there were locals who maybe lived within the complex, or maybe they just drank in the complex. I'm not sure. They definitely were Spanish. Anyway, they made everybody, well, most of us, feel quite uncomfortable throughout our full stay. So we were booked there for 2 weeks. And every day we tried to enjoy different things, and that was fine. We tried to make the most of it. But again, we're the type of family that when we go on holiday, we like to sit by the pool. We like to go on excursions, and there wasn't really many excursions. There was a water park across the road from the complex. We went to that one day. Absolute rubbish. There was a couple of slides and that was it, and it cost a fortune. And I think we'd done all the slides within an hour. That just shows you how exciting it was. So yeah, we like to sit by the pool, and we also do excursions. We like to go out for meals at night. There wasn't really many places for meals. There was lots of bars round about, but I wouldn't say there was many restaurants as such. There was lots of shops, lots of bars, lots of karaoke, these sort of things, which we do enjoy, but there was a bit much. So that was fine. Still making the most of it. We're still kind of enjoying ourselves. A bit boring. Not as exciting as some other holidays we've been on, but you make the most of what you've got. So one of the days we were down by the pool, and we'd been there for a couple hours. So my oldest son said, okay, can I go up to the apartments? He was getting a bit warm. He's not the best in the heat. I said, yeah, that's fine. So he's away up. He was older. He went up to the apartment, and I stayed down with the younger one. And the next thing, we were getting out the pool, and I see blood running down his leg. Now, anybody that knows me, I do not do blood. I do not do guts. I do not do needles. Anything. Nope. I'm out. Done. Not for me. My son's knee was flapping. There was a gaping hole in his knee, and his knee was flapping. I feel sick at the thought of it. I'm actually really going to be sick. I can't deal. I've got a visual image in my head of what that looked like. So I gets the beach towel, wraps it around his knee as tight as I could, seen the lifeguard, threw my son at the lifeguard, who didn't even speak English, and I'm saying, there's blood, panic. He had to go and get the first aider, who thankfully she was English, so she helped. She's like, right, I'll deal with him. You go and get back to your apartment, get your passports, get your insurance documents, get, you know, the wee European card thing you take to the hospital, get all that, get money, get whatever you need. I'll sit with him just now, we'll get him cleaned up. And I was like, right. So I goes back up to the apartment, gets everything, gets my older son. It goes back down and she's like, you look a better colour now. She says, you were literally green a minute ago. Which, obviously, because, as I said, I don't do blood. Like, why do people put me in these situations? It's not for me. I'm sorry. No. So, we get to the hospital and he needs stitches. But, of course, he also needs a tetanus. And there were numb in his leg. And there was everything. There was all these needles. And there was everything. And I thought I was going to collapse. I thought I was going to faint. I was going to be on the floor. And I was going to be in a bed next to him. And no, just... But while they're stitching his knee... So they done all the injections and everything else while I had my back to the knee. God help my son. I don't know how he ended up with a mother like me. I'm getting a lecture off the doctor because I had sunburn. Now, sunburn was the least of my worries at that minute. Please do not lecture me about my sunburn while my son's knee is gaping and I need you to get rid of that blood and that hole. So that was fine. We then went back to the apartments, obviously, and they told us that he had to go back every day for a checkup until we went home. Anybody that knows my son, he's not into hospitals, he's not into doctors, he's just not for it. He's not up for it at all. He just wanted to enjoy his holiday. But of course that meant that he couldn't go in the pool anymore because his knee was all strapped up and whatever else. So as a treat, I took them out, let them go and get themselves a nice treat, etc. That night, we went back to the apartments, legs up, resting, whatever, phoning all the family, telling them how this holiday from hell has gone from hell to fire hell. We are on fire now. The devil has come for us. So then the next day we went, did we? Yeah, the next day we had to go for his checkup. First checkup since he got his stitches. And we were waiting ages in the waiting room. So that was fine. We were in, they checked it, they said everything was okay, it was all looking fine. And then they wanted us to make an appointment for the next checkup, so that was fine. I'm standing at the doctor's desk making a checkup. Well, my son decided to just add a little bit extra dramatics in there, and he had a convulsion. He dropped down on the floor, hit his back off the hospital bed, hit his head off the metal, filing cabinet, and knocked himself clean out. Please, why me? Why does everything happen to me on holiday? If you listened to last week, you know I was almost abducted. I mean, that's maybe a bit dramatic as well, but why is it always me on holiday? Like, can I please get a break? Just let me enjoy my holiday. So, we get him up on the bed. He comes to. And then we're sent packing. So that was fine. We had to wait ages for a taxi. Goes back to the apartments. Let me tell you, I phoned around everybody and I was like, get me a flight back home ASAP and I will give you my card details. So we flew back home the next day. Our 2-week holiday lasted a week. 8 days maybe, a week. We were getting no help from the holiday reps. The amount of times I tried to phone and text them, got nothing. It was a joke. So after that holiday, my son decided he was never leaving Scotland again. My dad lives in England. So we managed to get him to England. We almost managed to get him back to Greece, which was a holiday I loved. But then COVID hit. So that is my true story for this week, that I don't do well on holidays. Something always happens. If it's not getting stopped at the security bit where they're checking your bags and everything else, it's always my bag that gets searched. I either get almost abducted, somebody ends up in hospital, there's blood, there's guts, there's flattened knees, there's whatever, and I am not here for it. So please, if you are listening to this and you're my friend, you are my family member, you are anybody that knows me and you're going to go on holiday with me, can you please give me a child out holiday? Because I'm not doing it anymore. I just want a nice holiday. Anyway, if you are going on holiday this year, enjoy. Try not to end up in hospital. Do not get abducted or possibly abducted. Keep your wits about you. Protect yourself. And if you do want to talk about anything or would like advice on anything, if you want to book any of my appointments, contact me through the podcast. So you can get me on either X, stroke Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or what's the other one called? TikTok. You can find me under just the name of the podcast, which is Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast. If you would like to email me, the email is rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. And if you would like to advertise your business or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, again, you can contact me through the same ways, and we've got lots of different packages depending on what you're looking for. You can advertise for 1 week, you can advertise for a month, you choose. There's different packages to suit. But for now, please take care of yourselves, enjoy the nice weather while it lasts, because I don't know how long it's going to last, and hopefully you enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, bye.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.